On trembling knees, the old man managed to stand. The rebels laughed at him and made us laugh with them by pointing their guns at us. I laughed loudly, but I was crying internally, and my legs and hands trembled. I clenched my fists, but that made the trembling worse. All the captives stood at gunpoint, watching as the rebels proceeded to interrogate the old man. "Why did you leave Matrujong?" a rebel asked while examining his bayonet. He measured the length of his knife with his fingers and then held it against the old man's neck. "It looks like a perfect fit," he motioned, driving the bayonet through the old man's neck. "Now are you going to answer my question?" The veins on his forehead stood out as his fierce red eyes watched the trembling face of the old man, whose eyelids were shaking uncontrollably. Before the war, a young man wouldn't have dared to talk to anyone older in such a rude manner. We grew up in a culture that demanded good behavior from everyone, and especially from the young. Young people were required to respect their elders and everyone in the community. "I left town to look for my family," the old man said in a frightened voice, as he managed to catch his breath. The rebel, with the semi-automatic machine gun, who had been standing against a tree smoking a cigarette, furiously walked toward the old man and pointed his gun between the old man's legs. "You left Matrujong because you don't like us," he put his gun on the old man's forehead and continued. "You left because you are against our cause as freedom fighters, right?" The old man closed his eyes tightly and began to sob. "What cause?" I thought. I used the only freedom that I had then, my thought. They couldn't see it. While the interrogation went on, one of the rebels painted RUF on all the walls of the houses in the village. He was the sloppiest painter I've ever seen. I don't think he even knew his alphabet. Rather, he only knew what R, U, and F looked like. When he was done painting, he walked up to the old man and placed his gun to the old man's head. "Do you have any last words to say?" The old man, at this point, was unable to speak. His lips trembled, but he couldn't get a word out. The rebel pulled the trigger, and like lightning, I saw the spark of fire that came from the muzzle. I turned my face to the ground. My knees started trembling, and my heartbeat grew faster and louder. When I looked back, the old man was circling around like a dog trying to catch a fly on its tail. He kept screaming, "My head, my brains." The rebels laughed at him. Finally, he stopped and slowly raised his hands toward his face like a person hesitant to look in a mirror. "I can see, I can hear," he cried out and fainted. It turned out that the rebels hadn't shot him, but had fired at close range near his head. They were very amused at the old man's reaction. The rebels now faced us and announced that they were going to select some people among us to be recruited, as it was the sole reason for their patrol. They ordered everyone to line up, men, women, even children younger than I. They walked up and down the line trying to make eye contact with people. First, they chose Kalilu, and then myself, then a few others. Each person that was chosen was asked to stand in a different line facing the previous one. Junior wasn't chosen, and I stood facing him on the other side of the crowd, on my way to becoming a rebel. I looked at him, but he avoided eye contact, putting his head down. It seemed as if our worlds were different now, and our connection was breaking. Fortunately, for some reason, the rebels decided to do a fresh pick. One of them said that they had chosen wrongly, since most of us who had been chosen were trembling, and that meant we were sissies. "We want strong recruits, not weak ones." The rebel pushed us back to the other side of the crowd. Junior edged next to me. He gave me a soft poke. I looked up at him and he nodded and rubbed my head. "Stand still for a final pick," one of the rebels screamed. Junior stopped rubbing my head. During the second pick, Junior was chosen. The rest of us weren't needed, so they escorted us to the river, followed by the chosen ones.